Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Today we're going to learn another exemption in regards to carrying on Shabbos. Hamotzi Kikar Lushes Arabim. You have one guy, picks up one loaf of bread and he carries it from a private domain to a public domain. He's Chayav a Karban Chatas if he did it by mistake. He's Chayav a Karban Chatas if he did it on purpose. Then he'd be Chayav Misa. And that's just a classic case, carrying a loaf of bread from a Rishus Yachad, from a private domain to a Rishus Rabin, to a public domain. However, Hotzi Uhu Shnayim, if two people are transporting this piece of bread at the same time, or one person lifts it up and the other person removes it, see here you're doing like a Shinu, you're doing something different, you don't need two people to move a piece of bread, so then Peturin, they are Pater, they're not Chayiv, a Karban Chatas. And this is, of course, you can't do it initially, but if you did it, then you're Pater, because we learn that from a pasuk. It says, Ve'im nefesh achas techata pishgaga. If one soul does a sin on Shabbos by mistake, ba'asosa achas mimitzvos Hashem asher lo sa'asena, by doing one of the mitzvos of Hashem that you shouldn't be doing. And the Chachamim expound upon the word ba'asosa, by doing it, which means you have to do the whole action yourself. Not if you did the action together with somebody else. So when you carry a piece of bread together with somebody else, you're not doing the whole action on your own, and therefore you would be pater. Lo yachol echad lahotzio. However, what happens if you have an item that it's very, very heavy? You can't lift it with one person. You have to use two people. So now, lahotzio shnayim, and they both remove it from a private domain to a public domain. Chayavim, of course, they're liable for a carbon chatas, because the ptur is only when you took two people and you moved something that was movable with one person. So, again, you can't do it initially, but if you did it, you're potter. However, if you moved an item that needed two people, so then the whole purpose was accomplished, and therefore you would be liable. Reb Shimon, however, Reb Shimon argues on the Tanakama, on the previous Shita. He says, Poter, he says, no, that according to Reb Shimon, afilu this malacha, this act, that one person can't do it, you need two people to carry this item because it's very, very heavy. He still says, hey, you have two people, it's not one, you're still Poter. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon, because we go like the Tanakama, that if the two people are lifting up something that they wouldn't be able to lift up on their own, that you'd be liable. And that's what makes sense, you know, logic-wise. So we don't pass it like Reb Shimon, who would pater in this case. Hamozi Othlin, Pachos Mikashir Bikli, one who carries food. We had mentioned that generally food, the amount, the shear for carrying on Shabbos is the size of a dried fig. So what happens if someone carries food less than the shear of a dried fig? However, he carries it in a kli, in a utensil. So maybe I'd say, yeah, he's putter on the food part, but he should be liable on the kli, on the utensil part, because at the end of the day, he is carrying this utensil. Says the Mishnah, no, putter afala kli, he's exempt also for the kli. Why? Because the Kahat explains that his whole intention was to carry the food. He happened to have a utensil to use to carry the food, but his sole purpose was for the food. So once the food is less than the shear of a dried fig, and you'd be putter. So we look at the kli, at the utensil, as if it's tough or low. It's like it's a secondary. It's like it's not needed. It's just not important. And therefore, you wouldn't be liable for carrying the kli either. Again, this would not be able to be done initially, but if it was done, you'd be putter. So here you see another concept, that when you're doing something, you know, which is not the ikar, it's just the tuffle, it's the side part, you're carrying the fruit, which is less than the shear, so you put on that. But you're also carrying a kli, and you don't really need the kli, so then you put even on the kli. Says the Mishnah, Shah kli tefillah lo, the kli is just tuffle, it's extra. You don't even need it, you don't want it. Okay. Es hachai b'mita, if you carry a live person in a bed, so the rule is that Adam nosi es atzmo, person technically carries himself. A live person is lighter than a dead person. So if you're carrying a live person on a bed, again, you're putter not only on the live person, because It's as if he's carrying himself. But af alamita, even on the bed that's being carried along with him, shamita tefillo, because the mita, the bed, is tuffel. It's like a not important part of the person, because the main thing is you're carrying the person. What's interesting to note here is they say if the person was tied up, so now he's not carrying himself anymore, then when you carry him out on the bed, then you are chayav. Okay. As hamayis, what happens if you carry a dead person, b'mita, in a bed? So now you don't have chayinos, it's asma that a living person carries himself. It's just a dead body, it's like a dead weight. And then, of course, chayiv, one would be liable for carrying this dead person out on Shabbos in the bed. V'chein, and so too, kazayis min hamayis, if a kazayis from a dead person, kazayis min hanavela, kazayis from a dead carcass, uka adashim min hasheretz, or the shear of a lentil from a sheretz, a creeper crawling insect. So the rule is by a mace, the amount to make one impure is a kazayas. By a nevela, by a dead carcass, it's a kazayas. By creeping crawly insects, it's only a lentil. So you carry any of these dead bodies with these amounts, chayv, then you're liable for carrying on Shabbos. Hoylo kazayas, who's shear, because that is the shear that makes one liable for carrying on Shabbos. And yeah, that's very straightforward. However, Reb Shimon, poter, Reb Shimon says, no, you're not liable, because he says that here what you're doing is that it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, meaning you're not moving the mace because you want the mace. You're moving the mace because you don't want it in your space. So it's an act that you're doing not for the sake of the item, but you're doing it for just for yourself. You have ulterior motives. Since it's really these ulterior motives here, and you don't really want to carry the item, you know, you just want it out of your way. So therefore, when you carry it, he says that you're pater. Who we paskin like, you'll have to check in Shulchan Aruch. But this is the debate between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Tanakhama says that once you're moving it and you're carrying it, and therefore you're liable for carrying on Shabbos. But Reb Shimon says in these unique cases, you're not carrying the dead body or the dead piece of the insect because you want it, because you're just carrying it to get it out of the way. And therefore, it's called the malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and he would actually exempt one from being a liable for carbon chatas. Mishnah Vav. Hanotel tzipan, of one who cuts his fingernails zubazu. He uses his right hand nails to rip off the nails out of his left hand. So he's not using an actual, you know, nail clipper. Oh, b'sheinav, he uses his teeth. V'chein sarar, let's say a guy is ripping out his hair. Or v'chein sfamo, he's ripping out his mustache. Chinzakena, bringing his beard, any of these things, v'chein ha-godela, the one who braids her hair on her head, v'chein ha-kochelet, one who puts blue makeup in her eyes, v'chein ha-pokeset, one who makes like a split in her hair, another kind of hairdo. In all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev. He says that one is liable. Now here, it really has nothing to do with carrying. It's just like a just new ideas here. And that is that you're liable of carbon chatas for the act that you did. Because all these acts are a tolda, they're a secondary of the initial av of the parent malacha. Ripping at your nails, or ripping at your hair, or your beard, or your mustache, is a tolda of gozes, of sharing. So you may not be sharing a wool, but you're sharing your body. And therefore you're liable on Shabbos. Therefore Blessed says you're liable on Shabbos. So to the one who's braiding her hair or making a split in her hair, it's interesting. They call that a tolda of bona, of building, because you're building an item. You're making that braid or you're splitting up the hair. It's interesting. They call it building. And then dyeing one's eyes, they call that kosev, writing. And therefore, even though it's not the parent malacha, it's not the initial malacha, because it's a tolda, it's a secondary, one is liable on Shabbos. The Chachamim also mishum shvus. However, the Chachamim say that no, one is not liable on carbon chatas on Shabbos. Rather, these are just prohibited on a rabbinic level. You can't do them initially, but if you did it, you're, you know, only going to transgress a rabbinic enactment. Because he says that they said that these actions are not real toldos, because they're not really compared to their avos malachos. Lastly, atolish mi'atas nakov, one who rips out a plant from a pot that has holes in it. So chayev, he's liable for ripping out this plant on Shabbos because the pot has holes in it on the bottom. It's as if it's attached to the ground, and therefore it's you're like ripping out plants from the ground and liable on Shabbos. However, if the pot has no holes, so that we don't look like it's attached to the ground, and of course you can't do it initially, but if you did pull it out, potter, we don't look at it as if you're ripping something out from the ground and you're exempt. Rabbi Shimon, poter bezeh u bezeh, he says that no, I don't care whether it's got holes in it, doesn't have holes in it, he looks at it as a pot, and a pot's not attached to the ground, and he exempts one in both cases. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we say that, you know, if it's in a pot with no holes, then you'd be potter, but if it's in a pot that has holes, we look at it as if it is coming out from the ground and makes one liable on Shabbos. And this concludes Perek Yud.